Look back there and see how she's right.
She's coming along all right. How much further is this darn moving picture lot?
Ain't no further. They just crossed the railroad tracks. You rise there. You see all them people?
Yeah, I see them. I see them
stand
there.
Yes. Well, here we are.
Oh, hello, Mr. Winterbottom.
Hello, Mr. Peters.
You got that house here just in time, I'll tell you. Just in time. We're all ready for it, you see.
Yes, well, there it is, all safe and sound. And a damn darn good thing, too, if you ask me. Because I wouldn't build another one of them there.
Gosh sakes. Look.
What?
Look, listen to that.
What?
Listen. Oh. Gosh sakes. That house is right on the railroad track. Here comes a train.
A train? Oh, shucks.
Hey, a house on the train track. Start the car, you darn fool.
Yes. Oh.
Well, say, start. Start that car.
Well,
start
the
car. Pull the house off the track. Wait. Hey, the dirt rope busted.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, stop the car. Stop the car. The rope's broke. Stop it.
Yes.
Come on now. Maybe we can push the house off the tracks. Hurry, you only got a second.
Yes, come on, Ed. Grab hold and push. Push the house.
They can't push that house. It's going to be getting back.
Shepard there.
I reckon that ought to hold it. Let's see. Still seems to sort of bind the mite.
Oh, doggone you both. Get away. Get away from me now. Get away.
Look, God save that ding you Hector came to see I'm working on this door. What in petition's the matter with you?
Oh, shoot. It's that darn goat. I had it tied up and it chewed through the string and it's following me around again.
Chewed up the string, huh? Well, why don't you take the darn critter out somewheres and poison it?
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't do that, Mr. Winterbottom. Oh, I couldn't do that. Because, for one thing, that's a very ambitious goat.
Ambitious? How do you mean it's ambitious?
Well, look at where that goat is today, and yet it started on a chew string.
Now, that'll do, young fella. Just save your darn smart elegant for something else.
Listen,
now.
About that house you built to use in the movie picture.
Well, never mind about that house. Me and Everett through building houses.
Yes.
And
but,
we're taking the whole business up with Miss Beebe. Here's a letter right here that I just ripped to her.
Yes, but gosh sakes, what
and
I want...
what I said. Listen, I said, Dear Miss Beebe, please excuse me and Eb from building any more of that darn houses to use in your moving picture. The last one we built got stuck on the railroad tracks and got hit by a train. By doing the same, you will greatly oblige yours truly, Zeb Winterbottom.
Yes, but what I was going to say...
Now, it ain't no use to argue, Hector. We're through building houses. That's all there is to it.
Yes, but if you only listen to what I want to tell you, you don't have to build another house. I'm going to use the one that was wrecked.
What are you talking about? Why, the train smashed that house to Kinlinwood.
Sure. I know it. Everybody knows it. But you see, my cameraman took a shot of it just as the train hit it. Oh, gosh, the shot was a pip or two. and we're going to use it in the moving picture.
Use it in the moving picture?
Yes.
What's a moving picture called The Perfect Lover got to do with a train running into a house? Now, tell me that.
Well, you see, I'm going to change the name of the picture. I'm going to change it from The Perfect Lover to Never the Train Shall Meet.
Say, that ain't a bad idea, Hector. You know, every once in a while, you're sort of smart.
Smart? Oh, gosh sakes. I say I'm smart. Yeah. You know, I'm so smart that, that sometimes I get scared of myself.
You do, huh?
Why, just this morning before breakfast, I invented a way to keep milk from ever turning sour. Keep milk my way, and it will never turn sour.
You don't tell me.
Yes, sir.
Well, where do you keep the milk, Hector, so it won't turn sour?
Inside of the cow.
What? Oh, inside the cow. Isn't it bad when it does?
Hector, is that your suitcase standing out there by the gas pump?
Yes, sure it is. That's my suitcase. It's got my costume in it. You see, I'm taking it up to the moving picture lot.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you, your dad Dan Goat's eating it.
Oh, gosh. Well, he's well, of course. Get away from that suitcase, Goat. You fool, Goat.
It's enough to make a fella laugh. Well, any mail for the post office?
No. Nothing but the Corner Center Gazette here.
Well, let's see it. Any news in it?
Here you be. I didn't see nothing there except it says Harold Newbride's back in town.
Well, where does it say that? Oh, yes, I see it here.
Say, Zeb, I wonder if he's ever going to come around and pay us that $50 he owes us.
Well, I don't know. I suppose he's got to get some kind of job first before he can get... What? Oh, say, here's something. Listen to this, Zeb.
What is it?
Corn Center to get Military Academy.
To get what?
A military academy. Yeah, that's where they make soldiers.
Make soldiers, huh?
Yes.
You know, I always thought soldiers was born just the same as other people.
Oh, they are born. Of course they're born. They're babies at first.
Babies, soldiers?
No, just regular babies. Regular babies. This here military academy is where they train them.
Train them to do tricks?
No, train them to be soldiers. Now, let's see here what this says. Headmaster Osgood Barnes sends the editor of the Gazette the following letter. And overall is...
How's that?
It says this fellow Barnes sent the editor the following letter. And overalls...
Sent the editor a letter in overalls, huh? Now, that was right nice of him.
Oh, he didn't send the editor no overalls.
He just said he did.
I didn't know such thing.
He did.
No, that's the name of the school, Eb. Andover Hall.
Yes. What?
Andover Hall for boys.
Oh, the overalls was for the boys.
Oh, it wasn't. It wasn't. Overalls ain't in this at all. They're out.
You mean, out at the seat?
Never mind. Just keep still while I read this, will you? Says him. Andover Hall is located, as you know, midway between Corn Center and Squidgeville. But you may be interested to learn that it will shortly be moved into Corn Center. I think I will find it a site better adapted.
And what?
Says he'll find it a sight better.
He'll find it a sight better if he gets the seat of his overalls cast.
Oh, gosh almighty. The seat of his overalls ain't got nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it.
They ain't, huh?
No, they ain't. Now keep your blasted trap shut. Always talking about something you don't know nothing about.
Now, is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Well, I know as much about the seat of a pair of overalls as you do.
Yes, you know everything, don't you? Well, this ain't got nothing to do with the seat. I'll keep still. Says him, I think I will find it a site better adapted for a seat.
No, it ain't. It ain't, huh?
What's the matter?
Get left. There it is. Seat.
It ain't.
It
ain't, I tell you.
It is not. It is.
It
says so right there. You're wrong.
I ain't wrong.
Yeah.
I'm no such thing.
Yeah.
No sir.
Yeah. You ain't got no more sense than a dad darn fool jackass.
What's that?
Why,
you get your hydra.
Gentlemen. Oh. Gentlemen.
Well, say, howdy, Professor Thistleway. How you been? Didn't see you come in. Here he is, Eb. Say hello to him. He's been away.
I've been here for a long time.
I am surprised. Do you always lose your temper in that fashion, Mr. Peters?
No, only when I get mad.
But don't you know that no intelligent person ever is swayed by anger? No intelligent person ever loses his temper. Now, you must remember that, both of you.
Yes, but Eb's all fired stubborn.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. He'll never give in an argument, even when I'm right.
Well, what is the argument? Perhaps I can help you settle it peaceably.
Well, I claim a seat to seat, no matter who sits in it.
Oh, not necessarily, Mr. Peters. A seat may also be the place where one lives, such as a country seat. Now, in England, I used to shoot at Lord Carlin's seat quite often.
I bet he'd be good and sore if you ever hit it.
no, no, you don't understand.
So you're dressed in corn center on a trick fest this way?
Yes, yes, but I shall soon be permanently located here.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, I'm teaching at Andover Hall Academy this year, you know.
Well, you don't tell me. Say, what you teaching, Professor Thistleway? How to be soldiers?
Oh, no. I'm teaching history, English, and zoology.
And what?
Zoology. That's the science of animals.
Well, what kind of animals, Professor Thistleway?
Oh, all kinds. Large and small. The elephant, the mouse, the lion, the otter.
Otter what?
No. Otter. It's a small mammal which feeds on fish.
Oh, yes, Eb. It's a small mammal that eats a fish.
No, it isn't. It's an animal. An animal.
An animal's mama?
No, of course not. It's an amphibious animal which feeds on fish and is found in...
Well, what kind of fish?
Any variety of small fish, trout, smelt fish.
Smelt what?
Smelt the fish.
No, no.
This couldn't have been very fresh.
But I say, now you
well,
don't...
Well, say, listen here. What good is it to teach soldiers all that rigmarole fresh this way?
Yes, but they're not soldiers, you know.
They
ain't. No, they're merely boys, young men. And we teach them zoology to inculcate in them the love of our four-footed friends.
Why, have you got some four-footed friends?
No, no. Animals. Animals.
Oh, you got animals. Well, say, we got some powder here, Professor Thistlethwaite, that'll fix that in a jiffy. Why, once when they...
Animals have 4 feet.
Now, shucks. Fellas don't have to go to school to find that out.
Oh, but that isn't the point. That isn't the point at all. Now, we teach our students to feel kindly toward animals, to protect them, to stand behind them. All animals.
Yeah, they'd be darn fools to stand behind an animal like a mule.
Now, you see, right there's a case in point. Now, you regard a mule as a dangerous animal. And yet, has a mule ever kicked you?
No, I never have.
But there you are.
But it's kicked the place where I was just standing.
Yes, it'd be pretty hard to be kind to a stubborn mule.
Oh, but I'm speaking of mules as a class.
Yes, I get you. You're teaching a class of mules.
Oh, no. I'm simply telling you that we teach our students to be kind, to protect animals. Don't you know that the animal kingdom is being rapidly depleted? Now, for example, more than 8,000 seals were used last year to make coats.
Why, you don't say. Think of that, Eb.
Yeah. And take weasels.
Well, I can't take them. I've already had them.
No, not measles. Weasels. Or squirrels.
Well, I never had the squirrels.
Oh, but squirrels aren't an illness. I don't mean a malady.
But, say?
Says a squirrel ain't got no malady, Eb. It don't sing.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Singing has nothing to do with it. The point I'm trying to make is that if all squirrels' tails used last year were laid end to end...
Oh, well, say, me and Eb ain't got much time to be laying squirrels' tails end to end, Professor, at this rate.
I'm not asking you to lay squirrels' tails end to end. I mean to say that if they were laid end to end, they would stretch from here to New York City. And do you know how many squirrel tails it would need to stretch from here to New York City?
Just one if it was long
enough. Oh!
Say, did you want something fresh this way?
No.
That kind of sudden like, didn't he?
Yeah. Say, Zeb, you know, I just been thinking about them 8,000 seals used to make fur coats.
Yes, well, what about it?
Certainly wonderful what they can teach seals to do.